broadcasting from your favorite breakfast spot. You're listening to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
As we are talking about events going on in Fairfield, very fitting as we're at the Southport Diner here, stop number one for the Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC. We got to talk about Earth Day, because I know Earth Day technically passed on the calendar. However, Fairfield has a big celebration that is so impactful coming up this weekend. And who better to talk to about it than some of the main organizers here, Mary and Larry. Did you guys plan that?
Yes.
That's amazing. You're like, yes, actually. Yes. We totally did. I appreciate you both being here. And tell us about Earth Day, the celebration that takes place in Fairfield. I know Paul Piorek was raving about it, Mary. He was like, if you need to book the diner tour, you got to have Mary on. And I said, okay, I trust you with my life. So tell me about this event.
Well, this year it's at two venues, so it's kind of exciting. It's at the Fairfield Y. And then also at First Church.
Okay.
And we have food trucks. We're going to have it make it zero waste events. So we'll have composting as well as recycling and the waste. We're going to have a trashy fashion show. So our first select person is going to welcome us about 11 o'clock at First Church. And she just told me she plans to wear a trashy fashion.
I love that.
And then she will lead the parade of trashy fashionistas down the Old Post Road from the First Church to the Y. And we're also having kids make musical instruments out of found objects. So we'll have some minstrels helping them as well. So it'll be a lot of fun.
I love it. Multi-generational, getting involved with protecting the planet. Larry, what is so special about this celebration?
Well, what is special about this is really education. We want to make people in town and other areas aware of what they can do for sustainability, for their health, for saving money. And sometimes it's saving money in the long run, not initially, but basically we need to be ahead of the game. And as a coastal town, there's another thing we have to keep in mind, climate change, and tides are rising.
Right, and you guys are, you know, like you said, there's kind of multiple reasons why I think Earth Day is so prevalent now more than ever. But I do think it's unique that you guys planned this, because I remember last year you guys talked to Paul Pacelli, who was filling in for me at the time, about your Earth Day celebration. You guys always do it on a separate day than the national day, which I think is really unique, because again, I think sometimes we kind of come up on the calendar and people will do their post, I love the Earth, but then that's sort of the end of it. So you guys make a whole big event out of this, and you do it on a different day, which I think is really unique, but very smart. It's a very smart thing to do. Why should people attend Earth Day this year in Fairfield?
Well, first of all, every day is Earth Day, of course. So
love that, Mary.
It doesn't
yes.
matter what day you actually, you know, celebrate it, but we just... usually Earth Day, which is always April 22nd officially, is during a spring break for the kids. So we want, and the
point.
Whole point of for us doing Earth Day is for the next generation, is for the kids. So we really like having them. And it's just a lot of family-friendly fun. It's, you know, coming in, you do learn stuff, but you also, you know, you get all sorts of free gifts, and you get Larry's plants. He's giving away plants. Which is always very popular, and you just have a lot of fun and meet a lot of fun people. So that's just come have some fun.
I love that. And you said there were two locations, Mary. So if people want to attend, is there like a place they start? What time? Kind of the logistics. What do people need to know?
It doesn't matter where you start. We have a passport that Larry initiated.
Oh,
so
cool.
You want to talk about the passport?
Tell me about the passport.
Oh, I left my home. The time is 10 to 1, and where you start doesn't really matter, because both locations are worthwhile spending time at.
Okay, how does the passport program work? Like, how and do people get it when they get to the site? Okay,
so both locations will have the passport.
Oh, great.
And the exhibitors will stamp it when they go to the table.
Oh, okay, perfect. How many stops?
I think we put it down to 10 for both those occasions.
I'm very competitive, so I have to know how many stops we're doing. So 10, okay, that's okay, great.
And you only have to, you don't have to really fill out the whole thing. It's just really to encourage people to go all to, throughout the
and
area.
Engage. Yeah. I love it.
And then you get a ticket to then potentially win a prize. So,
amazing.
So it'll be fun.
Yeah. Sounds like a blast. If people want more information, do you suggest they go somewhere, talk to anybody ahead of time?
Well, it's on our website, so sustainablefairfield.org, and under events. You can just do /earth-day is the webpage, and it lists all the different people that are in the different places and the schedule. Another thing we're doing is we have someone donated an electric Ford F-150 for a kid. So it's about 3 feet by 3 feet. And
what?
It's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
It's very cool.
I don't even know what that is. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I've never seen that before. That sounds so cool.
Yeah, it's a little Huffy replica. It has, you know, a door you get in and a back, you know, like a pickup.
What is this world? Okay. Yep.
Two seats. It honks. It has lights. You plug it in and it runs for about a week, depending on how much the kids use it. And it can carry 100.
It's only for kids.
Yeah. Well, you know, unless you're very skinny.
Adults, yeah.
120 pounds total.
Nope. Sorry. I cracked that. Not going to lie to you. That's so neat. So that was something donated. Wow.
Yeah. So yeah. We're selling tickets for $3 a piece.
Amazing.
And we give away scholarships to high school students that graduate and go on to study environmental science. So this is the money goes towards that.
Amazing. Larry, anything you want to add before we wrap up?
Yes. Parking is an issue, and we have a shuttle bus to bring people from the parking lot, which is the
town hall,
to the Y. So,
and First Church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, that goes right along with the whole Earth Day thing, yeah. You know? Let's all carpool on down together. I love that. So the shuttle services are going to be available as well. I would imagine those details are also on your website.
They are, yeah.
Yes.
Perfect. And what is the website one more time, Mary?
SustainableFairfield.org.
That's it. Mary and Larry, I tell you, I love that your names rhyme and that was very easy for me as a radio host, but also thank you guys so much for outlining this and for making this a priority in Connecticut every year. We really appreciate it, specifically in Fairfield. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
All right. And make sure you at home celebrate Earth Day here in Fairfield coming up on Saturday. All the details online. We're going to be right back. Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour, stop number one right here at Southport Diner in just a few minutes.